from KQED.
Tomorrow is the deadline for friend of the court or amicus briefs to be filed in the U.S. Supreme Court case challenging California's ban on same-sex marriage. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, one last-minute brief opposing Proposition 8 has legal circles buzzing.
Amicus briefs are filed by parties not directly involved in a case in hopes of influencing the outcome. It's unclear how much sway they'll have on Supreme Court justices here in a high-profile issue like same-sex marriage. But Stanford law professor Jane Schachter thinks a brief by prominent Republicans, including Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman, in support of gay marriage could carry weight.
What this brief does is it says that a lot of people out there who used to support, you know, Meg Whitman supported Prop 8 in her gubernatorial campaign, who used to support it have rethought it and now see it as an issue of fundamental fairness.
Schachter says it reminds her of an influential brief filed a decade ago by retired military leaders in support of affirmative action.
Sometimes a brief like that from an unexpected source can reposition the way the justices look at an issue.
Gay rights groups are urging the Obama administration to file its own legal brief opposing Prop 8. But the case does not involve a federal law, and Chapman Law School professor John Eastman thinks the administration should stay out of it.
The president has claimed that this is an issue that ought to be left up to the states, and if he is intent on honoring that pledge, then he should allow the people of the state of California to have a different course than say, the people of Massachusetts.
UC Hastings law professor Rory Little understands the symbolism of the president supporting gay marriage in this case before the high court, but he thinks it might look too political, undermining the administration's credibility.
They have never been involved in the Perry case, in the Proposition 8 case, up to this point. So there would be some oddity, actually, for them to come in at this point and file.
The Supreme Court will hear the case next month. However it turns out, legal experts agree the repercussions could be felt for years to come. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.